Welcome, my dear children, to a brand new episode on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. We are listening to a new set of adventures of your favorite character, Draco the Friendly Dragon, together with the new children in his story, Ayan, Alina, and Samir. They have just entered the cave of learning for the first time and want to find a way to reach Draco. But will they succeed? Let's find out. Ayan was pitched headlong into the stream of knowledge and sank rapidly to the bottom. Several meters away, Uncle Kabir watched in horror as the young boy disappeared under the water. He ran as fast as his wooden leg would allow him so that he could help Ayan. Meanwhile, Ayan felt scared. He had thought that the waters were calm, but suddenly all around him there seemed to be various waves and currents that were pulling him in all directions. He tried his best to kick hard and swim towards the surface, but because of the glow coming from inside the water and the strong currents, he lost his bearing and couldn't tell which way was up. The boy was on the verge of panicking and was about to run out of breath when suddenly the waters calmed down again. Ayan heard the soothing voice again. This time he could make out some words faintly. It came to him in bits and pieces.
Breathe, breathe, don't worry, breathe calm.
Finally, Ayan ran completely out of breath. There was no choice. He took a deep breath, expecting water to flood into his body, but instead, he realized that he could breathe as easily and as normally as if he were standing outside. The water simply slowed his movements without affecting his breathing at all. This made Ayan more confident, and he strained to listen to the voice better. As he concentrated, he could make out more and more of the voice, and it called out to him, guiding Ayan through the stream of learning. Ayan walked underwater towards the source of the voice because he could tell that it was a friendly voice and meant him no harm. Ayan saw a glowing light ahead of him and walked fearlessly towards it. He could not make out any features or face as such, but he knew that the voice was coming from there. He found himself asking a question in his mind.
Who are you and why have you called me here?
The glowing orb of light shifted and pulsed and changed its shape to resemble that of a human, although its features were still blurry and couldn't be seen. But interestingly, Ayan heard it answer his question, saying that it was the magic Draga tree spirit which had connected with Ayan through the stream of knowledge. The stream of knowledge was a powerful and safe means of communication between creatures with magical abilities. Ayan already knew who the magic Draga tree spirit was. He could hardly believe that he was talking to it. The spirit sensed Ayan's surprise and told him to focus and pay attention. It had a limited time in which to explain a lot to him. The magic Draga tree spirit told Ayan that Draco was still somewhere in the forest, safe and hidden from the normal human world. However, he was wounded very badly and would need a lot of care and attention, as he still had his mother's claw embedded in his chest. Ayan was aware of all this and nodded his head. He had heard the legends. Now they were just proving to be true. The magic Draga tree spirit told Ayan to close his eyes and showed him the route into the forest, using which he could reach the exact spot where Draco lay, protected by the magical Draga tree spirit. But before they went to find him, they would need to build a very powerful antidote which could be given to Draco to counteract the effects of the poison. The spirit said that the recipe for the antidote was hidden in one of the ancient books of spells and would have to be kept ready before they could bring Draco out of his hiding place. It was the result of a lot of research that Enu the Wise had carried out in her lifetime and was Draco's only hope. She had died before she could administer the antidote to Draco, and he still lay in the forest, forgotten for thousands of years. The moment Draco opened his eyes, he would need to breathe in the antidote with his first breath, or else the poison would complete its job and Draco would most likely die. Ayan listened carefully to all these instructions and wondered how best to achieve all this. He would need to inform the others and plan it very, very thoroughly. The first step would be to find the recipe for the antidote and prepare it. As Ayan was ready to turn back and get started, the magic Draga tree spirit shared another piece of information with Ayan. It told him that a descendant of Hora the Horrible had managed to find the pit inside which Fireball had been captured using the waters from this very stream of knowledge. The dragon was now free and had allied with Hora's descendant. Ayan immediately knew that this had to be Adar the Horrible. That would explain the red scales that Alina had found all those months ago in the pockets of the fake Uncle Kabir. They must have come from Fireball. The magical spirit told Ayan that it could feel Fireball growing stronger with every passing day, and that he was also helping Adar learn more advanced magic and become powerful. If they wanted to save the world, they would need Draco's help, and for that, they would need to revive him first. Ayan understood the urgency of the situation and thanked the spirit for guiding him. Having conveyed its message, the magic Draga tree spirit disappeared, leaving Ayan alone. The boy quickly walked out of the waters to find a concerned and worried Uncle Kabir waiting for him. Ayan asked him to calm down and they walked back together. Ayan wanted to get them all together and explain the situation so that they could formulate their plans to revive Draco. There was no longer any doubt that the dragon was very much in the forest and that he really needed them. Ayan called out to Samir and Alina, who had not had any luck in summoning the pedestal, and the small group huddled together while Ayan told them everything that had happened. The good news was that Draco was real and was just waiting to be awakened. The bad news was that Fireball was already free and roaming the world together with Adar. He was probably still gaining his own strength back and training Adar in the dark arts, and that's why they had not started their attack yet. On hearing about creating the antidote, Samir got very excited. Snakes, venoms and anti-venoms were his passion, and he was sure that he could decipher Enu the Wise's potion diary to create the recipe that she had discovered to help Draco all those years ago. The group set back up the stairs and reached the basement again, where they decided to focus exclusively on creating Draco's antidote and practicing their skills. The next few days would be crucial and there was no time to lose. And so, my dear children, we leave the little group here today, where they will all try to find out how to create the antidote for Draco and fight against Fireball. I hope that you enjoyed the twists and the turns so far and will join me on the next chapter in this exciting adventure on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. So until next time, take care, be brave, and bye-bye.